This is FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's place to talk. Stand by, Rutherford County. The WGNS Action Line continues a search for truth.
Good morning to you. Welcome into the Action Line from WGNS. This morning on the first segment, we're going to be talking about the Cripple Creek Cloggers. We're going to be talking about the International Folk Fest and all sorts of things like that. Michael Graves is with us this morning. Michael, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good to have you with us this morning. Well,
thank you.
I understand the folks from the International Folk Fest, the visitors, will be arriving Sunday, is that right?
That's right. They'll roll into town on Sunday, and they'll be here all week performing around town.
Tell us a little about what International Folk Fest is all about. There may be one person who just moved into town and is not aware of it.
Well, many years ago, Steve Cates with the Cripple Creek Cloggers started going overseas to International Folk Fest over in Europe, and we started one here in Murfreesboro. We've been going on many years. And this year we'll have folks from Hungary, Czech Republic, and Mexico doing traditional dance and music from their respective countries in costume with live music.
And so people here in town will have an opportunity to see these people perform, see their native outfits, see how their music, how their dance is all, what it's all about.
Absolutely. And the Cripple Creek Cloggers will be at a couple of those as well.
Fantastic. I think a lot of people don't realize that our own Cripple Creek Cloggers do the same thing that we are seeing these people doing, and these people are coming here from their different perspective countries and sharing their traditions and letting people know about their countries. At the same time, you, the Cripple Creek Cloggers, go to other places.
That's right. I've been a member of Cripple Creek Cloggers for about 6 years, and so I've been able to go overseas 5 years. This will be my sixth. We're planning on going to Northern England on August 1st to spend a few days up there with them.
So this is a phenomenal opportunity to travel if you are interested in this.
It's awesome. And, of course, we practice every week. It's free. Everybody always asks, how much do the lessons cost? It's free. We gather at the corner of Vine and Academy right behind the Baptist Church where the old unemployment office used to be every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Check our website in case we have a cancellation. But we're there most Tuesday nights at 7 p.m. for about an hour.
And so that's just something that people can do and get involved in and see if it fits you.
That's right.
And then you can see if you like adventure after that.
Absolutely.
Now, Michael is a slender guy, but clogging is a great form of exercise.
Oh, it's awesome. Aerobic exercise. We perform when we do our shows, we only perform for 15 or 20 minutes at a time. So it's not too much on you, but it's great exercise, especially when we practice.
And so when you go by to practice every Tuesday evening at 7, it's like a workout. I mean, it's a fun workout.
Absolutely.
So and what age group are you, you know, is available to
we have from late teens all the way, I think our oldest member is around 74. So
okay, so everybody. Okay. And Steve Cates got this started as a 4-H project.
I
is that right?
That's right.
So and it's been going on ever since then, from what about 50, almost 50 years?
Almost. I think we're in our, well, I have to ask him, 47 or 48
years. Yeah, it's scaring 50 to death,
yeah.
I tell
you.
So, and this has become a tradition. And I can remember many years ago, and people could possibly relate to this also, back when we didn't meet that many people from distant countries. And I grew up at a time when we were told the Russians are the enemies.
That's right.
and I had never met a Russian before. And so obviously you grow up thinking, ooh, those are the enemies. And Russia was here many years ago as a guest of International Folk Fest. And we went to watch some of their performances. And sometimes they come out and encourage audience members, and by encouraging I mean grab you by the hand and pull you up there to dance and you know, do things like that. Before I knew it, we were up there dancing, and I'll have to say, unless we tried to talk to each other, you couldn't tell the difference in the Russians and the Americans.
Absolutely.
Gave you a whole new perspective on nationwide, worldwide friendship.
That's right. Dance and music are an international language.
Yeah, very definitely. So tell us a little more about the activities coming up. Now, they arrive Sunday.
That's right. They'll roll in, and we'll pick them up from the airport in Nashville on Sunday. They'll roll in, and they'll be staying at MTSU dormitories, and we'll take them around to different various locations throughout the day, senior citizens and centers and elementary schools. The Boys and Girls Club are always a great sponsor of ours. And then there's a few public performances that you can come to. It's all on our website, but Monday, June 9th, during the day, we'll be in Smyrna at the library. We'll be all the way out in Franklin in Williamson County that night at 6:45 if you want to come out. Tuesday, there will be a performance at St. Clair Senior Citizens at 10 a.m. Laverne Senior Citizen also at 10 a.m. with the Czech Republicans. We'll give them a few days off to have some fun things. And I do want to mention one fun thing that we do every year is give them a day or two of free time so that they can see the sights around Nashville and Murfreesboro. One thing that I've done for several years is host a group in my house for dinner. So we're always looking for volunteers to do that. This year on Thursday night, they'll be coming for a traditional Southern dinner. The Hungarians will be coming to my house. So I've had several groups throughout the year. They bring their instruments. We sing and dance and play all night long. And like you said, we don't always speak the same language, but we all have a great time.
That's what's so fun about all of this. And people can get a feeling for this, particularly on that final Saturday. Not this one coming up, but the Saturday week after.
The 14th, that's right, in conjunction with the Farmers Market. So we have a great captive audience there. But bring a lawn chair out. It's absolutely free. It'll be all morning. Starts at 8 o'clock that morning.
That's on the square.
On the square, on the east side. Farmers Market will be on the west side. So grab some veggies and then come over and sit and watch the show. We'll be there all day. All groups will be performing, including the Cripple Creek Cloggers. We'll be the last group to go on, probably around 11:30 or 12 or something like that for that last hour.
Now, this is not just a group up on a stage dancing and singing. You actually, I mean, they mingle around the square.
That's right.
And you talk with them.
Yeah, they'll be in costume all morning watching each other dance. And then we'll pull each other up on stage, including volunteers from the audience and that kind of thing. And Steve Cates, he has a great great quote. People ask him all the time, are they really from Hungary? Are they really from Czech Republic? And he joked and says, no, they're my friends from Smyrna. I just threw a costume on them. But no, they really are from Europe. And we have a group from Mexico this year, which is exciting. It's one of the best shows I've ever seen when I go overseas and see other groups is the Mexicans. They have a really lively show. The music is great. The costumes are great.
Now, this is difficult to coordinate all of this and get people over here because they have to get visas, they have to, you know, pass all of these, you know, jump through all sorts of hoops.
That's right. We do have a volunteer committee on the International Folk Fest. We're always looking for volunteers, and some people say, I don't have a lot of time to commit, but it doesn't take a lot. We only meet about once every month or even every 2 months doing some planning. When we go over the Cripple Creek Loggers to Europe, we usually meet our groups over there. So we'll solicit people over there, make some contacts, and then we'll talk throughout the years, and usually we end up seeing the same people that we saw last year over in Europe.
Now, I've been curious about one thing. You see these people in their colorful costumes, and you wonder, do they wear those costumes in those countries now?
I don't believe so.
Because, I'm thinking the Cripple Creek Cloggers, they look like they're from the, 1900s or so. Your costumes are like you'd find maybe in Appalachia.
That's right.
In the early 1900s, late 1800s. So I'm guessing this is true with these other groups.
Absolutely. One of my favorite jokes about that is when we were in Czech Republic several years ago, we were performing during the day and we had our costumes on. We had a couple hours free time. So instead of changing back into jeans or shorts, walking around, we just kept our costumes on. So we ran into a couple and they kind of eyed us from head to toe and they said, where are you from? We said, Nashville, Tennessee, United States. And they said, is this typical dress for you?
Oh, sure.
We said, oh, of course. Yeah, that's what we always dress, but no, the costumes are only for the performances only, of course.
But now, if you go to some countries like Holland or some of the Scandinavian countries, do they wear wooden shoes? I mean, normally?
No.
Or do they wear the leather, what are they called, Lederhosen?
Yeah, I don't believe so. I mean, Western Europe is pretty much just like the United States as far as dress.
So you basically find that no matter where you are, people are people.
That's right.
We're all, same. We have the we hurt when we get stuck with a pin. We're concerned about our family, things of that sort. And we're all alike.
That's right.
So this is a great opportunity to learn that. And would you like to find out more and see about hosting some families and volunteering? Or maybe you'd like to learn how to clog. Is this a difficult thing to do? Have you ever danced before?
No, not clogging before, square dancing. We do a clogging step to square dancing. Of course, Steve is our caller, so you just have to listen to what he says to do. If he says to twirl around, you twirl around. So you just kind of listen to the instructions. It's very easy.
Okay. And on top of that, you go to all these great places.
Absolutely. We perform around a lot around the Middle Tennessee area. But, of course, like you said, we go to Europe every year as well.
Now, you've been in it, you said, for about 6 years.
About 6 years.
And you've been to five different trips. Where have you been? I mean, just because I think this makes people say, hey, that sounds like something I'd like to do.
Well, it's actually the reason I joined. I met Steve through the APTA here in town, and he kept saying, you ought to come and dance with me. And I thought, sounds like fun, but I don't know. And then he said, well, this year we're going to Spain. And I kind of raised my eyebrows, and I said, what do you mean, Spain? So we went to Spain and France the first year. I've been to France again since then. We went to Czech Republic, which was a great trip out there, Latvia, Lithuania, and this last year we went to the northern hills of Italy, and that was just an incredible trip.
And when you go to those places, you're not so much seeing it as a tourist. I mean, you're actually a part of the citizens. I mean, you get to see it from their perspective.
Right. It's an awesome trip because you get to stay in smaller villages, sometimes in people's homes, sometimes in dormitories like the folks do here at MTSU when they come over to visit us. So you get to know the real culture. You get to see a lot of sightseeing things and tourists. They always give us a few free days, but you also get to mingle with, like you said, the regular people.
Mm-hmm. Now, you mentioned you'd sort of gotten into this through the APTA, and for newcomers to town, the Association for Preservation of Tennessee Antiquities.
Well, that's right.
you know, the old homes and old buildings, things of that sort. So are there a lot of APTA members who are cloggers?
Probably just Steve and I believe.
So it's when you say diversity in ages, it's also a diversity in interest.
Oh, absolutely. We have teachers and professionals, nurses, you name it, across the board.
So be a part of it. I think Greg Tucker has
absolutely.
Gone, and you hear Greg on the radio on a regular basis here. So this is a great opportunity to meet people, to learn about other people, and to sort of spread the goodwill of Middle Tennessee to other countries. Let other people know how great it is here in the heart of Tennessee. And when you got involved in this, did you have any idea that you would get this involved?
Oh, no, I didn't. I thought I'd just be a dancer over to the side and it's
have
culminated
a trip
to this.
Spain.
Yeah. Yeah, and I've been around the world for practically free. We didn't mention when we do go over there to see these other folks, we pay for our plane ticket, but everything else is provided for us. So food, lodging, travel.
You
everything.
Probably search out and get a good, pretty good rate on the plane, don't you?
Absolutely. We try to get the best we can. And the same for our folks. We rely heavily on the community to provide meals, lodging, transportation, and that kind of thing. We're always looking for donations and any kind of help that anybody can give us.
Okay. And your next trip is where?
To Northern England. We'll fly to Edinburgh, which is in Scotland, and then we'll go right over to Northern England.
Now, when you go to these places, usually how long are you there?
Usually about 2 weeks. This year is a little bit shorter for 10 days, but of course you can go earlier or later. This year, a couple of friends of ours are going to go. We're going to go early, about 3 or 4 days into London and stay there, see a few sights, and then going up to Edinburgh to the festival.
So it's really an opportunity. People are always looking at the dream vacation. And if you're lucky, 10 days, 2 weeks is a great dream vacation, but it usually costs a lot of money.
That's right.
And this is a way to see those countries for about 2 weeks at a pop, but not see them from an outsider, see them from the inside, because you're there with other families, host families from that country.
That's absolutely correct. We had a younger guy one time, 2 years ago, that decided to stay for about a month, month and a half, and did the backpacking thing after the festival. So he stayed after we left and saw, oh my gosh, probably 3 or 4 or 5 countries. And he had a great time.
That's a great way to travel and a great way to meet people. Now, in addition to, and once again, I want to underline, the guest will be arriving this coming Sunday, and then next week, Monday through Saturday of next week, they'll be at different places all around the area. Go to the Cripple Creek Cloggers website for more information, or International Folk Fest has a website too, and find out all the details. In addition to hearing them dance, hearing their music, meeting them, talking with them, in addition to that, are we able to purchase some things? Do they bring things with them?
Some groups do bring crafts and music, CDs, that kind of thing. I'm not sure what this year's group will bring. I know one or two of the groups have asked about that, so we'll see what they bring. I hope they do. It'll be a little momentum you can take home with you.
Okay. And once again, where are the groups from this year?
Czech Republic, Mexico, and Hungary.
Okay, so a good variety of people, and you said in particular the people from Mexico, colorful and very vibrant, exciting dancing.
That's correct.
Sounds like a lot of fun, and they do arrive Sunday. And are you still looking for some volunteers? Are there some openings for volunteers?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Anything anybody would like to do for a day? For a few hours, just get in touch with us, and we'll put you to work.
Now, what number should they call? How should they get in touch with
you? Best way to get on the website, and there's a link to Steve Kate's email. Mm-hmm. You can email him.
Okay.
His email address is appdancer, APP, short for Appalachian, appdancer@AOL.com.
Okay, and what is the website that's best to use?
It is www.mburrow-international-folkfest.org, or of course you can just Google it and we'll come up. That's
okay.
The first choice there.
International Folk Fest,
Murfreesboro.
Very good. Well, and that's officially beginning next week, and they arrive on Sunday,
June 8th. They'll be here through the 14th, and I didn't mention we'll end up our final performance in Bell Buckle. So if you're in the Bell Buckle area, or if you want to travel down, dinner will be provided if you would like to purchase dinner and then watch the show down there in the auditorium there next to town.
And what day is that going to be?
That'll be the 14th. That'll be our final show, Saturday the 14th.
Saturday the 14th, okay. And you're on the square here in Murfreesboro earlier that day.
That's correct. Busy day for us.
Okay, it sounds like a lot of fun and a great opportunity. And for those of you who are interested in meeting other people and then thinking to yourself, you know, that doesn't sound too bad about traveling to all these places, I think I could manage that. Get in touch with some of them, Michael or Steve Cates or any of the folks. Michael Graves visiting with us today from the Cripple Creek Cloggers, telling us about the International Folk Fest. And that comes our way starting next week. Starting Sunday, they arrive, and activities all through the week. Michael, thanks for joining
us. Thank you.
Stay with us. Much more to come. Friday Night Live begins this Friday night on the Murfreesboro Square. The Pilots are going to be offering the music. And the Saturday Marketplace opens up this coming Saturday. Kathleen Herzog is going to be joining us in just a moment.
WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, and AM 1450. Worldwide at WGNSradio.com.
Hi, this is Amanda at Animal City. I'm inviting your family to come do business with my family. Here at Animal City, not only do we carry a full range of great products for your dogs and cats, you'll also find a host of items for your more exotic family members, like your hedgehogs or sugar gliders. Here at Animal City, we are happy to help you create or maintain the aquarium setup of your dreams, either fresh or saltwater. So come see us at Animal City, 919 Northwest Broad Street in Murfreesboro.
Hello, this is Peter Demas with Demas's Restaurant, a family restaurant tradition for four generations, now in our 24th year, serving our most popular menu item, great-tasting oven-baked chicken soup. Back in 1989, when my mom and dad were planning Demas's, they debated whether baked chicken soup should even be on the menu. Both agreed that it was a good item, but they weren't sure it would be accepted. Because my dad and his sisters had eaten it all of their lives, especially when anybody had a bad cold, they decided to risk it. They did it, and now I can say the rest is history. We made over 65,000 gallons last year and make more every day. We sell it by the cup, bowl, quart, or gallon. You can even freeze it for shipping or to save it for a later date. Give yourself a treat today. Baked chicken soup. Buy it in the store or get it to go. Demas's Restaurant in Murfreesboro, Lebanon, downtown Nashville, and Hendersonville. Get your chicken soup today.
Hi, I'm Robert McConnell from Robert's Auto Repair. What's the difference between my car repair shop and some of the others here in town? We work hard with our customers and treat them like family.
Robert's Auto Repair, honest and fair, on Broad across from Ford of Murfreesboro.
Good morning. We've got a bit of congestion this morning still from the injury accident from earlier. Northwest Broad Street, both north and southbound lanes being affected by that. It's in front of the motorcycle store there, so anticipate some major slowdown because of that. It's clearing I-24 West. We had an accident earlier with multiple vehicles on the junction there for Briley Parkway. Dr. Beautiful prescribes the Thermage Eye Procedure, smoothing and tightening skin without surgery for only $1,750, including Botox, eye repair cream, and Latisse Free. Call 931-433-6871 or go on to DRB. Beautiful.net. I'm Randy O'Brien with traffic on WGNS.
Thank you, Randy. What about that Murfreesboro weather? Brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
We'll see a few scattered showers and storms here this afternoon. Mostly cloudy skies, a high into the mid-80s. South winds around 5 to 10. Tonight, a chance for showers and storms and a low near 66. I'm WGNS meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 75.
This is Frieda Morgan with First National Bank of Murfreesboro. Come by and visit us any day. Enjoy a hot, delicious cookie and a good cup of coffee with us. Let us see if we can earn your business. First National Bank of Murfreesboro, member FDIC.
The Action Line with Bart Walker, weekday mornings at 8:10.
WGNS, your good neighbor station.
Rutherford County's place to talk.
Welcome back. This next segment of the program, we're going to be talking about the Main Street program, the Murfreesboro Square, and so much happening on the historic square. Kathleen Herzog is with us, and she is the executive director of Main Street Murfreesboro, Rutherford County. Kathleen, good morning to you.
Good morning, Bart. Thank you so much for having me on.
Good to have you with us today. This is a big week for downtown Murfreesboro.
Well, it is. It's just so exciting. June is quite a busy month for Main Street. Our first Friday Night Live concert is this Friday night, and our first Saturday market of the season, of the 2014 season, open Saturday morning at 8 a.m. So these are much anticipated events by the community. They've been embraced by the community, and we just love these events.
It's a great way to show off our beautiful square, and so many other communities don't have a square like this. This is a very unique square.
We are the envy of many other Main Street programs. When it's our turn to host the state Main Street meeting, they're pretty green with envy when they see our fabulous courthouse, the jewel in the crown of Rutherford County, and the vibrant mix of retail and business that we have in our square and in our downtown. We use the word downtown because it's really more than a square.
And our Main Street program has done so much to sort of bring this area back to the beauty that it had hidden under I guess in the 50s and 60s,
right,
there were people who thought, well, let's put a little aluminum over it and make it look modern, and they covered up the beauty. It looked good, I guess, back then, but when people started uncovering some of that aluminum and found these beautiful brick structures, it's phenomenal. And now I guess the whole square has been basically renovated.
Yes, Bart, and we owe such a debt of gratitude to the people who were visionaries in the local community back in 1985, who worked so hard to launch the Main Street program here in Murfreesboro. We were one of the first five Main Street communities in Tennessee, and the model that's followed now is exactly the same model that was followed when our community became a Main Street community. We all operate under the auspices of the National Main Street Center in Washington, D.C., and the mission of this Main Street program is to maintain, promote, and enhance historic Murfreesboro as the heart, historic downtown Murfreesboro as the heart of the community. And we do this with a lot of promotion, 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 promotion. That's one of the four legs of our stool. And these free concerts that we offer, the market, the tree lighting, Jazz Fest, which we just finished, which was probably the most successful, fabulous Jazz Fest we've had in many, 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 many years. The weather was kind to us this year. Main Street depends on the kindness of corporate sponsors and independent individual memberships, because these events are very costly. We have a highly, highly professional soundstage and lighting company here in Murfreesboro. We're so lucky to have concert production, and those stages that are built are top notch. The bands are great, and there would be no way that we could do that without corporate sponsorship. So I'd like to give a shout out to our June sponsor for Friday Night Live this Friday, June the 6th. And our corporate sponsors are our friends at Heritage South Federal Credit Union and City Auto. A little bit about the Pilots. They've been around for a while. They are a classic rock and roll and R&B band. I think a lot of people will recognize the faces. They'll keep you dancing. They play music from the 50s up to the 90s, and they're a whole lot of fun. They are local people, and mm-hmm. we really try to have we have so many excellent musicians in Murfreesboro and Rutherford County. We just need to remind people to bring their lawn chair or a blanket. The music starts at 6:30. It goes to 9:30. We'll have a couple of food vendors out there, Bart, but our goal is to get people to try some of our wonderful downtown restaurants.
And they are phenomenal.
And they are. And to also shop a little bit, or even if that night you don't have time to shop, lots of our shops stay open a bit late on the nights of Friday Night Live. To come back, please, because it so matters to shop local.
It very definitely does. And our downtown area is just phenomenal. You'll find some things that you couldn't find other places at the downtown shops.
And you find your friends, too. They're not called specialty shops for nothing. It's not the price point. Their prices, they will put their prices up against anyone. But it's so nice to know your merchant. It's so nice to know who you do business with. And, you know, the bricks and mortar of this country were built on independent businessmen. And we really have a bounden duty and obligation, I think, to support these people. So little of our tax dollar goes back into the community when people make purchases at huge box stores. And nothing goes back to our community if people buy online. Nothing. And I know it's very tempting to sit there in your slippers and, you know, buy things. But please remember your friends in historic downtown Murfreesboro before you go to buy that wedding present or get a portrait done or take pictures of your child. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, absolutely. These are people who live here with
absolutely.
You.
Absolutely. They're neighbors. Your friends. They're your neighbors.
Now, there's a group, a business group downtown that is also, I believe, a part of Main Street called...
Yes. We have a very well-organized Merchants Association, and they operate under the auspices of Main Street. They've done a great job with promoting historic downtown with their dues. They purchase advertising to advertise our historic downtown in publications, on the air, direct mail pieces, and there's a great leadership. There's just a great vibe among the business owners downtown, and they are your friend. I mean, it's fun to go there. They know you, and you can develop a relationship. And Bart, after all, it's all about relationships. Mm-hmm. I mean, we want to connect with each other. And I think the phenomenal success of the Friday Night Lives is that people who live way out in suburbs, way, 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 and maybe drive to Nashville to work, well, they can come down and sit next to their neighbor and be in the most gorgeous place I've ever seen, you know, in front of that courthouse under those shade trees. And it's just a golden moment.
It is.
And it's pretty much how can you beat good music, good food, good friends, and the atmosphere. I mean, we've got that all going on for us. We're so lucky.
And that's 6:30 Friday night.
Yes, sir.
The Friday Night Live.
And I think people love the Pilots.
Oh, they do.
And then
for people who are trying to figure out Pilots, I've heard that. They used to be the Stones River Pilots.
They did. And there was a little bit of, I guess, a separation. And another band was formed from the Stones River Pilots. And so these members of the original band are now called the Pilots.
Mm-hmm. So that's coming up Friday night.
Friday night.
6:30 Friday night on the square. And then same location the next morning, Saturday.
Yes, sir.
The new marketplace for the season.
Well, it does. It opens at 8 a.m. and it will be from 8 to noon. And I want to tell everyone to please embrace this notion of shopping local and knowing where your food comes from. And we have a little saying, have you hugged your farmer today? I've watched, this is our fifth season, Bart. It's hard to believe that. I mean, it's just incredible to believe the tremendous welcome that this event has had from the community. And it's really more than about the vegetables. People come to see their neighbors. They sit on those beautiful benches. They visit. They'll eat a cinnamon roll, drink coffee. Just Love Coffee gives coffee to our market goers. It's free. And a lot of people will decide to go have breakfast somewhere, City Cafe, or stay for lunch. So it's been kind of an economic driver for our businesses because, as you know, on Saturday, there are a lot of people that are not at work. The local governments are not open, and the lawyers are not open. The banks are not open. So to bring this great big crowd of people to the square every Saturday has been a nice thing for the retailers.
Yeah, and speaking of people on the square, it has been fascinating to watch this happen because I remember you didn't have to go back too many years that around 6-7 o'clock at night, the square was suddenly empty. I mean, nothing. It was just an empty area. It doesn't matter what time you go up there now. You can go up at 10 o'clock in the morning. You can go up at 7 o'clock at night, mm-hmm. 10 o'clock at night, probably 1 o'clock in the morning. I haven't tried that. But I would imagine you're going to find a lot of activity on the square.
We do. And There's a very active nightlife on the square. Early birds can come down on Saturday morning because we have a lot of activity early in the morning, middle of the day, and late at night. So it's true. It's just amazing, and we're so grateful for that.
It's one of those things, one of those areas that when you drive through as a visitor, you think, man, this town really knows how to have fun. Look at how the people are working together and enjoying each other. What a great place to be. What a great place to live.
It really is. I want to mention a little bit more about the market. You know, it is a Tennessee farm-related products market. I was so well supported when I proposed the idea to Mayor Burgess back in 2009. And I'd like to say right now to a huge thank you to the city of Murfreesboro and to Rutherford County government, because they support Main Street in so many ways that people have no idea, with in-kind services from Joy Smith putting the rolling carts out there for me every Saturday to, you know, helping block streets. Main Street does not receive any funding from the federal government. We receive no funding from the state of Tennessee. We receive, thankfully, funding every year from the county and from the city of Murfreesboro to kind of jumpstart our budget year, but we have to raise the rest. So that's why we're so totally grateful to our corporate sponsors who see the value in these events to market their company, because thousands of people come to these events now.
Yeah, what
and,
a great
and
thing.
The market will have 57 spots. That's our maximum.
Mm-hmm.
And there will be, you know, of course, freshly picked vegetables and fruits, herbs, fresh meat. We have two beef vendors. We have a pork vendor local, eggs, honey. And then there are those wonderful baked goods that are there for people to,
delicious.
To be tempted by those fabulous sweet treats.
And don't forget the fresh cut flowers.
Oh, yes. It's just beautiful.
What we used to call happenings.
It's a happening
place. You don't
want
to miss it.
And I want people to understand, too, that on the first day of the market, which is June the 7th.
Which is this Saturday.
It is Saturday. There will be your cool crop products that, mm-hmm. you know, because we had such a long, long, cold, wet winter and spring. Your very favorite high summer vegetables probably won't be there. But believe me, there will be plenty of fresh produce for you to choose from.
Now, you mentioned honey a minute ago. We were always talking about being healthy and reducing the problems of hay fever and stuff like that. Nobody likes to sneeze and have burning eyes. And it's been proven that local honey, if you eat local honey every day, this can help you build up an immunity against all of these pollen and things of that sort. And this is local honey that's
yes,
up there.
Yes, and I totally encourage people to engage the farmers in conversation about this, because they are all extremely knowledgeable about what they raise, what they grow, and the honey people are positively passionate about it. So, I mean, they can tell you what flower the bee, you know, pollinate. I mean, it's just they know the mm-hmm. whole deal.
Now, this begins this Saturday,
yes, sir,
8 until
8
noon. And how many Saturdays will this go?
Oh, my goodness, 22. We
22.
Go all the way through the end of October. So we'll see changes, you know, seasonal changes will occur as we move into fall with the fall produce and the fall flowers. We should have a lot of flowers Saturday to plant and herbs to plant. So if folks are a little behind with their gardens, which I know a lot of people are because the weather has been fairly uncooperative, it's not too late to set out your favorite annuals. And the prices are just marvelous at the market. So I really, really encourage people to look for plants and the fresh cut flowers, as you mentioned.
And, of course, that begins this Saturday, 8 until noon, on the Murfreesboro Square. But it's not just this Saturday. This is something you need to get in the habit of going to every Saturday, starting this Saturday all the way through October. Tell you what let's do. Let's pause and check on the weather. We'll come back and we'll talk about a big party that's coming up later this month. Stay with us. As you.
Consumer warrior Clark Howard.
We discuss ways you can save more, spend less, and avoid getting ripped off.
Weekdays 11 to 1 here on WGNS.
At the Salvation Army Family Store, you can get bargain prices on clothes, furniture, household goods, electronics, and more. Find special savings on furniture, which is discounted 10% every 10 days it's on the floor. Keep it local. Donate here. Everything donated in Rutherford County stays in Rutherford County. The Salvation Army Family Store, where your purchases always help us help others. The Salvation Army Family Store is at 125 South Front Street across from Captain D's on Broad. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. until 6 p.m.
Bell Jewelers on Broad Street across from Toots.
I'm Greg Tidwell.
And I'm Lisa Halliburton. Bell Jewelers welcomes you.
What you can expect at Bell Jewelers, free estimates on all clock, watch, pocket watch, and jewelry repair, free jewelry cleaning, and prong check while you wait.
Bell Jewelers, the current leader in jewelry trends and in-house jewelry and watch repair.
Bell Jewelers on Broad Street across from Toots.
Bell Jewelers, family owned and operated since 1879.
Sing, shout, raise the roof.
You don't want to miss Rutherford County Habitat for Humanity's Sing, Shout, Raise the Roof concert. It's going to be on June 7th at 4 p.m. at First Baptist Church, East Castle Street.
Sing, shout, raise the roof.
It is to support our Rutherford County Habitat for Humanity's House of Faith bill that will be starting in July.
Sing, shout, raise the roof.
First Baptist Church on East Castle, Saturday, June 7th at 4 p.m.
Raise the roof.
WeatherEye.
SEP scattered showers and storms here this afternoon. Mostly cloudy skies, a high into the mid-80s. South winds around 5 to 10. Tonight, a chance for showers and storms and a low near 66. I'm WGNS meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 75.
That update brought to you by Safe Auto. Safe Auto gets it. That's why they help keep you in your car with the right car insurance for the right price right now. Because at Safe Auto, what drives them drives you. 1-800-SAFE-AUTO.
It's severe weather season. This is Jenny Williams at Gill's Ace Hardware, reminding you to stay ahead of the storm by signing up to receive text alerts from WGNS. It's simple. Just go to WGNSradio.com and click the text alerts tab to sign up.
Now, more than ever, start your mornings with WGNS. The Early Show with Brian Barrett is on weekday mornings, 5 to 6:30 on WGNS, AM, FM, online.
Hey, welcome back. Kathleen Herzog is with us, and Kathleen is the executive director of the Main Street Murfreesboro Rutherford County program. We told you that this Friday night, 6:30 this Friday night on the historic square, the Pilots are going to be performing with the first Main Street Friday Night Live concert of the week of the year. The first one, and every first Friday of each month. And these are free. It's a service of the Main Street program. And then the following day, this Saturday morning, 8 until noon, and every Saturday after that for 5 months through October, is the Saturday Marketplace, 8 until noon on the Murfreesboro Square. Main Street is making it happen right here in Murfreesboro and Rutherford County. And if you think that it's going to slow down there, they aren't, because I understand, Kathleen, you have a big party coming up on June 28th.
Oh, yes, sir. We're the fun people. We're the party people. But the reason why this party is so important is this is our main fundraiser for the year. And I explained to your listeners a little bit earlier, we really have to raise all the money to do these wonderful things that we do for the community that people seem to really like. And some of these things are quite expensive. So the Taste of Rutherford is the name of our summer party, and it's over 20 years old. And since our party was named Tastes of Rutherford. There are kind of a lot of tastes around town now, but this is the original. This year, our party will be held at the home of Donnell and Wanda Thompson. It's $50 a person. And for that $50, besides supporting Main Street and becoming a member of Main Street by your donation to this fabulous event, you will have wonderful food from many, many, many restaurants around Rutherford County, great wines, interesting beer, an open bar, and a wonderful, wonderful band for those of you who like to dance. The band is called the Casual Exchange. In their day jobs, they're attorneys. And they really kind of don't promote themselves too much. They just do this for fun, but they're actually quite wonderful. The party is at 9570 Vaught Road in Readville. But let me just say, from the traffic light at Mercury Boulevard and Rutherford, it's only 6.5 miles till you turn to go to the house. So when you're at that intersection right in the heart of Murfreesboro, it's not that far. We have to have a place to park a lot of cars, so it has to be a house with a lot of area.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll have big tents out there with, food under the tent and the bar under the tent. And it's very casual. Wear shorts if you want to. Men don't have to dress up. And there's no agenda. There's no auction. There's no black tie. This is the fun fundraiser of the season.
Where do you get your tickets?
You may call our office at 895-1887 to make a reservation. Our website is www.downtownmurfreesboro.com. You can click on there as well, or ask someone to call you back. We encourage you to make a reservation, but if you decide at the last minute sounds like a great thing to do, just come on out to the party. It's June the 28th. It's a Saturday night. It starts at 7 p.m. in Readville at 9570 Vaught Road.
Great food, good music, dancing, the whole thing.
Yes, sir.
A real party. So circle that on your calendar. The number again to ask about any of
anything.
The things we've talked
mm-hmm.
about, 895-1887.
Correct.
Kathleen is there to help you.
Right.
Kathleen, thank you
thank
for joining
you
us.
Thank you so much, Bart. It's always a pleasure.
Kathleen Herzog, the Executive Director of the Main Street Murfreesboro, Rutherford County, visiting with us today. Friday night live on the square, 6:30 this Friday night. And then the next morning, this Saturday, 8 until noon, it's the Saturday Marketplace and the Taste of Rutherford, the summer party. Saturday night, June 28th, over in Reedyville. Check with Main Street. They are the happening place. Truman's next on WGNS Murfreesboro. And she-